All right. So let's talk about how the anchoring effect works in a familiar situation. Imagine you're at a farmer's market and come across a vendor selling fresh apples. The vendor greets you enthusiastically and says, "These are the best apples in the market." That comment becomes the first thing you hear about the apples, and it shapes how you think about them. As you continue walking through the market, you see other apples at different stalls. Even if those apples look just as good, or maybe even better, you might still feel like the ones from the first vendor are the best. Why? Because that first statement planted an idea in your mind, and it's hard to let go of it. The anchor, the vendor's comment, has influenced your perception of all the other apples you see. Now, let's think about another example. Imagine you're in a group project for class. The professor asks your group to come up with a creative way to present your research. The first person in the group suggests making a poster. Everyone hears this idea first, so it becomes a kind of default option. Even though another group member later suggests making a video or doing a live demonstration, the poster idea still feels like the right choice. It's not necessarily the best option, but because it was mentioned first, it influences how everyone else evaluates the other ideas. The group ends up leaning toward the poster, not because it's the most creative idea, but because of the anchoring effect.